verse there. If you got your Bible, let me share with you a short challenge tonight from God's Word. If you open up to Proverbs chapter, well, just be in two places, chapter 6 and also chapter 30. And while you're turning there, Proverbs chapter 6, I can't find where's Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6, verse, there it is. There we go. Proverbs chapter 6, we'll be looking at verses 6 through 8, and also Proverbs chapter 30, verse 25, as we go through that. Now, as one thing that I miss being in Zambia is fire ants. You know, that's not what you thought I was going to say, was it? You thought I was going to say pizza or something. Fire ants, you know, and I know we all love those little mounds as we step in them. They leave an impression, amen? And you always do it unknowingly. Well, in Zambia, there's something called army ants that make fire ants. They put them to shame. And I was warned about them not too long after I arrived. They're quite a bit bigger. They don't make mounds. They make black streaks in the dirt as they travel. And they're sometimes you see them and sometimes you don't. I actually stepped into one of those unknowingly, and a few minutes later I was dancing like I never danced before as they crawled up my leg and continued to bite me. And not only did it stop there, ended up losing my pants as I tried to find them and pick them off. And they made quite an impression on me. And fire ants have no comparison to the bite of those ants. But being so small, that they made quite an impression on me. And I think of them differently now. I'm a little more cautious. And that made an impact in my life. And this evening, I just want to take just a few minutes and share with you a little bit about the ant and the impact that it has in our life, especially when it comes to missions. If you look at Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6, 7, and 8, it says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest." And if you look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 25, it's interesting. If you look at verse 24 and 25, it says, "There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise." So keep that in the back of your mind, how the Lord says the ant is exceedingly wise. Verse 25, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this church and for your word and for what you're doing not only here but around the world. Bless our time tonight in a great way and teach us more about the harvest from your creation, your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, from the ant, something that seems so small, there's a lot we can learn from that. And I just want to share with you just a couple things tonight. One is the season that the ant's working in. If you look at these verses here, it says in verse 8 that the ant's working in the summer. And it goes on and defines that a little later as being the harvest season. The ant's working in the harvest season, and the ant knows when to work. It knows how to work and does a good job and is busy in the working season. And you know, I just want to challenge us tonight that is the same for us. You know, Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 9, and a very familiar passage there, as he sees the people around him as sheep with no shepherd, and he goes on to say that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few, and he says we should pray that God will send forth more laborers into the harvest. You know, we can learn something from the ant here, is that the ant was diligent and was working hard in the working type of season, and it says it was the harvest season. We need to be as well, working in the harvest season. Amen? You know, no matter what's going on around us right now, as crazy as this year has been, I think there's a lot around us that wants to distract us and keep us from focusing on the work that the Lord is still wanting the church to do. Amen? That we still need to be busy doing. And the Great Commission hasn't changed and it hasn't gone on the back burner with everything else that's going on. God has still called us to be busy working. as we're out and about in town, be busy, you know, passing out tracts, and be busy encouraging people, telling them that Jesus loves them, and letting them see a real example of a Christian. Amen? And be busy out there. Be busy in missions. Be busy in giving and going and being involved while we're still able to. Now, there's a need for laborers in the harvest right now. And I just want to encourage us and remind us that Ant was busy while it could work in the harvest season, gathering. In Proverbs chapter 10, the Bible tells us that he that gathers in the summer is a wise son. Now, those of us that use our time to gather in the harvest season, the Bible says we're wise. Now, I want to just encourage us tonight, you know, to consider that. You know, that would God consider us wise people? You know, according to that verse. Now, the Lord wants us to be busy, and to be a wise person is to spend our time wisely, and there's nothing more wise about our time than investing in God's work. Amen? And be busy about what He cares about and what He is concerned about, and that's the souls of men. Not only here in Hartsel, but in Zambia and around the world, and doing all we can and going all out in what I think are these last times that we're living in, and while we're still able to be involved. And we need to keep that in mind. You know that it's strange times, and we need to be busy. We do need to be busy while we're able to. So I just want to challenge us tonight. Would God consider us wise people based on that verse? Based on that. Are we using our time wisely, our resources wisely, and everything about us in a wise fashion where it's focused and pointed toward what God cares about? You know, I miss the autumn season. You know, I didn't think I did until I was out raking leaves the other day. You know, this is hard work. And it's beautiful. We came through Tennessee not too long ago and saw the leaves changing, and it's so beautiful. And I miss that. They don't have that in Zambia. And you know, and if you think about it, though, autumn is a transition. Amen. It's a change of season. You know, you could think of it as a winter's almost here, or you could think of it as summer's over. You know, and I just want to remind us tonight as we go out and see the leaves falling, you know, and I hope we'll have the perspective not of the forward but of the latter. Yeah, that's right. Toward the summer. Now, if summer is the harvest season, you know, seasons don't last forever. Amen? You know, and the leaves you'll drive through tonight should be a bear witness of that. That summer is not going to last forever, and it never does. But we always think it will come back around, and it has. But on God, when God defines seasons, there's one season, it's summer. And it's a harvest season, and that season won't last forever. And the opportunity to be busy working is going to come to an end. You realize that? Now, we always think that the harvest season is going to go on forever. But seasons change. They do. And one day, you know, when God calls us home, the opportunity and to give to missions is over. The opportunity to go is gone. And to pass out tracts is no longer something we can do. You know, and now, I just want to encourage us tonight to not get distracted with the media and everything that's going on. Remember the Great Commission. Remember the season that we're in, and that it will come to an end one day. Soon, I think. And we need to be busy. Be like the ant, focused, determined, hardworking in the Great Commission while we're able to. You know, I want one day for the Lord to tell me that I was wise, that I used the resources He gave me wisely. As I stand at the judgment seat and the movie of my life plays before my eyes and I look at all that I've been given, all the money, time, talent, blah, blah, blah. And, I look at all that. And it's analyzed and goes through the fire. And, what's going to come out on the other side? I think being classified as a wise person is going to reflect what comes out on the fire the other side. Is it going to be wood, hay, and stubble? Or is it going to be gold and silver and precious stones? That will classify me as wise or foolish. For anyone that's been out of the country knows, America is a blessed place. And we have a lot. On our poorest day, we have more than any Zambian does, that's for sure. I think we'll be held at a higher standard. I really do. For how much we've been blessed. And God wants to remind us this evening that the opportunity to use that blessing won't last forever. It's going to come to an end. But until that time, let's focus what we've been given and invest in something that's worth investing in. God's work that will last forever. None of this will. My goodness, there's nothing better to invest in than God's work. That's what we try to teach our kids. Let's be a part of something that's going to live on. And I just want to encourage you tonight. I said 2 points, but I guess it's just going to be one tonight. Just remember the season that we're in, okay? Just remember. Don't get distracted with what else is going on. Keep focused, looking unto Jesus, as Hebrews 12 says, the author and finisher of our faith. If we keep focused, it'll be easy to keep the season in mind, the harvest season. When we get off focus, then we forget what season it is and tend to do our own thing. Amen? I'm guilty of that as well. So tonight, I just want to pray for us and just challenge us. Would God consider us wise people if he looked at our life and our resources and how we're using what all he's given to us, whatever that might be? Would we be wise people? Would we be wise people? Are we busy in the harvest season, or are we slacking? And I do that so often. But I think tonight it just really be encouraging if we maybe just recommit to the Lord. I need to refocus myself. I've been distracted lately, or fearful, worrisome about what all is going on, but I need to remember God's got this. Let me do what I know I should do and trust him with the rest. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for